A Lansing-born, Grammy Award-winning jazz drummer was found murdered Sunday in New York City. Lawrence Lowe Leathers was 37. A suspect is in custody. Leathers played on two of Cecily McLaurin-Salvant's three Best Jazz Vocal Grammy-winning albums. His death is being mourned in the jazz community, and among those remembering Leathers is Diego Rivera, Associate Director of Jazz Studies in the MSU College of Music. He joins us this morning via FaceTime from New York City. Diego, welcome. I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you very much, Scott.
How did you come to know Lawrence Leathers?
I came to know him through Michigan State University. He was a student at J.W. Sexton High School in Lansing, I believe when I first heard him. And I was finishing up my studies at Michigan State, and he came in right around the time when I made the transition from student to teacher. I actually made that transition very quickly and had an opportunity to play with him. I formed a band between myself, another bassist that lives in, splits his time between New York and Detroit, and then a piano player that's now a professor in Seoul, Korea. So we had a group. We had a standing gig at Harper's in East Lansing for better part of 2 years, and we really formed a musical and a personal bond. We grew a lot musically, personally, some of my fondest memories are you know, learning to play music and learning more about ourselves, you know, in that band with Lawrence.
I want to hear some of his drumming. Here's a solo from the Grammy-winning Cecily McLaurin-Salvant album Dreams and Daggers with the Aaron Deal Trio. This is from the song Devil May Care. Describe his style. What made his playing stand out?
I mean, like any great jazz musician, the best ones are really a reflection of the person that they are. And, Lawrence was straightforward. He was kind of a tell-it-like-it-is kind of person. And there's a risk there, because if you're not necessarily a good person at heart, you know, you run the risk of being not so a nice person. So Lawrence was very, very direct, but he was incredibly genuine and incredibly soulful. He was so supportive. He was so giving. He was going to let you know what he thought. He was going to be supportive. He was going to be loving, nurturing, try to make everyone feel like they're the most important person in the room. And his playing was no exception. That's exactly the way you felt when you played with him. It was direct. It was very rooted in tradition and rooted in the advice and the mentorship of his teachers and his peers. I mean, he was the real deal. He was an honest and genuine musician.
He was a prodigy, playing as a toddler, playing professionally at the age of 15, attending the Juilliard School, and winning Grammys in recent years. This is a tragic loss, Diego. I want to thank you for helping us remember Lawrence Lowe Leathers.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
Diego Rivera is Associate Director of Jazz Studies in the MSU College of Music. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.